Howdy, friend. Welcome to Homegrown. I'm your host, R.P. Smith. I spent a little more time holed up in the cabin this week and had a chance to start reading on the 4-foot stack of Western horsemen that has accumulated next to my bed over the last several years. I started with the most recent one, which had articles on 4 different cowboy poets. I really enjoyed the article since I'd had the pleasure of sitting down and visiting with 3 of the 4 poets over the past years. Randy Reiman had an article on the right way to get young horses used to a rope. I'm anxious to try out some of his ideas. They sound a little better than let's try to have the wreck early in the day theory that is practiced some in the local area, namely our corrals. Randy makes a living training both horses and folks up in Montana, and also does a fine job of reciting classic cowboy poetry. I'll let Randy introduce this morning's featured homegrown poem.
Henry Herbert Nibbs never made a dime as a working cowboy, but he's been embraced by the cowboy world and he's considered one of the classic cowboy writers. This is one of his better known pieces. It's a piece entitled Boomer Johnson. Now, Mr. Boomer Johnson, he was getting old in spots. Still, you don't expect no bad man to go wrestling pans and pots, but he'd killed his share of fellers and his draw was getting slow. So he gave up punching cattle and he started punching dough. Our foreman up and hired him, thinking age had rode him tame, but a snake don't get no sweeter by the changing of his name. Still, old Boomer knowed his business and could cook to make you smile, but I'll say he rustled fodder in a most peculiar style. He didn't use no matches, left them laying on the shelf. Some kerosene and cussin', and the kindling lit itself. And I'll tell you something, mister, it'd give your heart a jolt to watch him stir free holies with the muzzle of his colt. Now, killing folks and cooking ain't so very far apart, and I guess that's why old Boomer kept to practicing his art. With the front side of his pistol, he could cut a pie lid slick, and he'd crimper with the muzzle just to make the edges stick. And he built his donuts solid, but it sure would curl your hair to watch him plug them donuts as he tossed them in the air. Why, he'd bore a hole plumb center every time his pistol spoke, till the can was full of donuts and the shack was full of smoke. We always getting jumpy, but he couldn't understand why his shooting made us nervous when his cooking was so grand. So he kept right on performing, and it weren't no big surprise when he took to marking tombstones on the covers of his pies. They didn't taste no better. They didn't taste much worse, but sitting at his table was like riding in a hearse. You didn't do no talking, and you took just what you got, and you ate till you was foundered just to keep from getting shot. Well, at breakfast one fine morning, I was feeling mighty low when old Boomer passed them donuts, and I told him plenty no. All I take this trip is coffee. Man, my stomach gets a wreck. Well, you could see the itch for killing swell the wattles on his neck. He picked him up some donuts and he strung him on his gun and he stuck her in my gizzard and he said, "You're taking one." He was set to start a graveyard, but this time he was mistook. Me not wanting any donuts, I just up and whipped the cook. Well, did they fire him? Listen, fellas, there was nothing left to fire. Just a row of smiling cowboys with another cook to hire. And if he's joined another outfit and he's cooking what I mean, well, it's where they ain't no matches and they don't need kerosene.
Thanks, Randy. And thanks to you homegrown listeners for riding along this morning. I'm sure hoping this weather warms up soon, because I can only cram so much information in my head at one time, and the reading I've done this past week nearly has my tank full. I'm looking forward to visiting with the folks up in the Pleasant Point community near Gordon next Saturday as one of the speakers at their men's roundup, and being part of the Cowboy Church service at the Valentine Sale Barn on Sunday afternoon. If I don't see you there, I hope our happy trails cross real soon. I'm R.P. Smith.